Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Green Bay Press Gazette, he is Ryan Wood. Ryan, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing well. How's it going?
It's going really good.
Hey, Woody, yeah? Let me ask you a question real quick. Steve, did you put this out on Twitter yet?
What?
What you have on?
I tweeted it out on the fan account, yes.
What, can you go and maybe look at the fan account, and I want you to see what Steve has on today? I mean, you're going to love it. You got to see it. And for most folks that listen to it, you guys got to go like it and retweet it. And
oh, Lord.
The guy's just been very special today.
Special, that's what you're calling this outfit I'm wearing?
The whole event is special.
The whole event is special. Right. Yeah, yep, exactly. And I wanted to get a nice outfit to wear here on the last day of the toy drive. It's my favorite thing we do all year long. We can talk about ratings and all that other stuff. This, to me, this is my baby. This is what This is what I wait for all year, is the toy drive. And the last day of the toy drive is always usually one of the best days of the toy drive, yeah, the way the whole thing wraps up. Ryan, speaking of wrapping up, the Redskins wrapped up their season a while ago, but they still got to play the games because the NFL says they have to. And they get the Green Bay Packers this week. We asked earlier to Leroy and Gary, you know, what they might have some concerns about. Gary talked about the running attack of the Redskins. Concern for Leroy comes to around to the fact of it being, well, let's be honest, they can't cover a tight end, so he's worried about the tight end play for the Redskins. For you, Ryan Wood, what is it?
First of all, well, I have to say it's that suit I just saw you wearing.
Oh, you found it, huh?
I found it, yeah. That's some color clashing right there.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's all one color, though. I mean, it's not clashing.
I bought it together. It came in a bag.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. He's speechless, Steve.
I'll give you credit here. I would never, ever be man enough to wear that.
Come on, man. You know? I saw what you wore before Halloween. That took more guts than what I'm wearing.
I would say. That's true.
Let's be honest here.
Pirate.
Yeah, whatever that was.
I did that for my kids. No, with Washington, I don't know. They're going to run the ball a lot. So I guess the run defense, they're going to run Adrian Peterson a lot, you would think. So I have them winning big, so there's nothing that really concerns me. If the Packers possibly lose this game, if the Packers win this game close, that'd be pretty hard to digest. I mean, this is not a good team. This Washington team, they've won two straight games, okay, against the Lions and the Panthers.
Yep.
Before that, they were coming off a bye against the New York Jets, the same New York Jets, by the way, that just lost to the Bengals. They lost 34-17. That loss dropped them to 1-9. They're now 3-9. 1-9. There's no explanation for this Packers team playing anywhere close to this Washington team. Don't see it happening. So what concerns me? Nothing. Like this, they should run right over them.
All right, Leroy Butler just joined us, as you heard him putting his headset on. Leroy, what do you got for Ryan Wood?
Hey, Ryan, again, I want to just talk about the few. We asked about what was confident, concerned, and curious. Now, don't faint, okay? But I told these guys, I am confident that the Packers will not give up an explosion play. Passes over 25 yards or runs over 25 yards. Am I out of my mind?
Yes. You know, I love you.
I knew that for a while, though. Yeah.
He said yes quick.
Man, you're confident?
I'm confident because they got to see what we see. I mean, they have to. The assistant coaches and the coaches have to see that that's an issue. So if they don't stop it now, they're working on one and done. So I got to figure out this is the week they're going to say, listen, we're going to be aggressive when we need to be, and we're going to be passive when we need to be. We're going to play zones when we need to be. But nobody would ever get behind both safeties. anymore. That's enough is enough.
It's the same type of issue that you might find when you're standing in the middle of a boat and there's a 5-foot hole in it, in the bow. I mean, it's, to say it's an issue. And here's the thing. They gave up explosive plays last week. They give up explosive plays every week. So I don't see how that's going to stop this week. But the issue, they'll win this week no matter what. Will they give up a 20-yard game? Yeah, I would be surprised if they didn't, because it's been the norm. That's fine right. This week. Who cares? Because the Washington team
right.
is terrible.
Right.
They can't do that against Drew Brees. They can't even do that against Kirk Cousins. They have to play him in the playoffs. They can't do it against Jimmy Garoppolo. They can't do it against Russell Wilson. They right. can't do it and go anywhere in January. So that's a pretty big issue. No, I am not confident. I can be hopeful, but I'm not confident.
All right, so tell me this. When you're the Green Bay Packers and you know Minnesota's coming up in a couple of weeks, but you have to take on a Bears team that just did what they did last night, does that make you any more concerned about that Bears team coming up next week?
Is Mr. Trubisky still the quarterback?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I would be no more concerned for that. No, no. Yeah. Unless they can invent a time machine, go back in time and draft Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson, then I would find no reason for this Packers team to be concerned about the Bears next week.
Well, I'm concerned about it, and I don't know if a lot, but I am concerned about it because I think if you look at the Green Bay Packers, one of their, I guess, bugaboos or where they're deficient at is in a run game. And if they don't, and you, neither one of you guys like Blake Martinez, he's going to have to – if Trubisky plays like he played last night
– Which one of you guys don't like Blake Martinez?
Well, Ryan Wood and Steve Sparks.
Oh, he leads the league in tackles.
Like I didn't say I didn't like him.
So if you don't, it will be imperative. It will be imperative that Blake Martinez then play his best game against Mitch. If he plays like that, because if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, that was their bugaboo. That what's that kid named Jalen, whatever his name.
Jalen Smith
didn't play. He was horrible. Yeah. What's the other boy? Van Der Esch.
He don't even play.
Sean Lee.
They got gassed
at the linebacker spot.
They did.
And that was because of Trubisky. So if you don't get if you don't get some play out of Blake Martinez or Owen Burks or whoever,
Campbell,
that can happen to them, Woody.
First of all, I love that we just like skipped right over Washington, because who are we kidding? I mean,
who are we kidding? Exactly. Who are we kidding?
Hey, Miami beat Philly, so you never know, man. I mean,
that would not even be close to this one, though. Oh my goodness. I get you. I don't think that the Packers are going to run roughshod over the Bears the way that they absolutely will on Sunday. I think that Bears defense is really good, and this Packers offense is not the type that can go in and just put up points on anybody. So
right.
I get what you're saying. I look at that side of the ball more than the other side of the ball. The other side of the ball, I see Mitch Trubisky playing quarterback, and that induces a yawn. I mean, it's just not intimidating anyone. It just isn't. And even with the run game, you are what your quarterback is in this league. And the Bears, 7-6, are absolutely what their quarterback is in this league.
Hey, thanks so much for coming out. We appreciate it. I'll ask for a score, even though I know you're going to predict a blowout, but go ahead anyhow.
I think the score I submitted was 35-16.
Beautiful.
So if it's if this is close, I mean, this is one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
But you know what?
What?
A year ago, against albeit a much, much worse
albeit,
Packers
team. Albeit.
It's a word.
Not just some words that we always emphasize. If it's something we haven't heard in a while.
This Packers team went in against a team in Arizona that, you remember that, the game after, before Mike McCarthy got fired.
Man,
much
smart.
Different team. Yeah. But they went in against, and that was a game that there was no way that this team's going to lose to the Cardinals. This Cardinals team's terrible. There's no way that they're going to do that. And they lost. Which I still don't understand how they actually lost that game a year ago. So you never know, but man, there's just no way that this team can lose to Washington. I say 35-16.
All right. Sounds good. Ryan Wood, thank you
so much. Thanks, Woody.
There he is, Ryan Wood, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thank you. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2009? Look no further right now and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.